1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Foscano. The president of Iran was apparently in a helicopter that crashed. CBS News correspondent Ian Lee gets us up to date from London.
What we're hearing is that Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi's helicopter went down in the northwest of the country. It was part of a convoy of three helicopters when it made what officials are describing as a hard landing. Iranian state TV is showing rescue crews searching through heavy fog. There's reports that visibility in some places is less than about 20 feet.
The White House says President Biden is monitoring the situation in Iran. The president delivered the commencement speech at Morehouse College in Atlanta and noted the pro-Palestinian protests aimed his way.
I support peaceful, nonviolent protests. Your voices should be heard, and I promise you I hear them.
There were no major disruptions of the speech, during which the president reiterated that he is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Republican Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is said to be on former President Donald Trump's list of potential running mates, and he was asked about that on CBS's Face the Nation.
We need to help Donald Trump get across the finish line. That's why I've spent a fair amount of time with him the past couple of weeks, helping him raise some resources, showing up in support in New York. But it's all about getting him elected president. I actually don't care that much who the vice president is, because Trump's ultimately going to govern.
Sean Diddy Combs is addressing a video which allegedly shows him beating an ex-girlfriend in a hotel hallway in 2016.
I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I made no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now.
Combs cannot be charged in the attack as the statute of limitations has expired. CNN recently discovered the video. Crews are still trying to get the power back on for some of the 500,000 who originally lost it during last Thursday's deadly storms in the Houston area. Reporter Chris Fox tells us weather is still a factor.
With heat indexes hovering around 100 degrees, more than 300,000 Houstonians are suffering through without power. Logan Anderson with CenterPort Energy says they hope to have power fully restored by Wednesday.
More than 400,000 customers have been restored. And throughout the city of Houston, 2.3 million of our customers are currently connected.
The combination of heat and power outages is having an impact. Kate Heffernan with Harris County helping distribute water.
It may be May, but it feels like the summer already here. You need access to ice, food, and water.
The death toll from the storms is now at 7. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain, lows in the upper 50s. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 70s. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 55. For Tuesday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75.
Right now, 71 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I found my own true love was on a blue Sunday. She looked at me and told me I was the only one in the world. Now I have found my girl. My girl awaits for me in tender time. My girl is mine.
Welcome back to Seth Faces the Music, our show about Sundays. That was The Doors with Blue Sunday. And before that, we opened up this hour with U2 and their first big hit, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Up next, we have a song that was from a very popular movie, Never on Sunday. That is also the name of the song. It was the theme, and it has been recorded by just about everybody. Now, here is a band that I've been wanting to play for a very long time, and now I finally get the chance. I have this weird thing for French pop groups. It's not really rock and roll, but it's fun. Here's Pink Martini, Never on Sunday.
Σου νόλα να γίνω stelno e natio che tria che te sera figlia. Puftano sto le mani enna che dio che tria che te sera puglia. Possi celana e ho sera pedia pusa fa megalo su nola nagin nun le vendes ya hari tu piria.
Of Montreal, that's the name of the band. Every Day Feels Like Sunday, that is the name of the song from the EP, The Sunlandic Twins. Stay with us, everyone. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we have a songwriter, fabulous songwriter. Many people have recorded his songs, also a great singer with a very deep voice. Very good looking, also a very accomplished actor. Man, this guy could do it all. Well, find out who it is when we come back here on WFHR.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the
road as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots? The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. There's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down.
Cibo Matto, which in Italian means crazy food, with Sunday Part 2, a truly international group to Japanese expatriates forming it in New York City. And before that, we started this set with Kris Kristofferson, Sunday Morning Coming Down, a song made more famous by Johnny Cash, but I got to say, Chris's version to me is much, much better. Up next, we have a man who was part of probably the greatest British band, in my opinion, in the 1980s, the Smiths. He was their lead singer, went off on his own in the 90s, and man, a pretty good run, everybody. Here's Morrissey. Every day is like Sunday.
Dozing, then waking on Sunday, you'll see only me. While all the funny papers lie or fly around the place, I will try my kisses on your funny face. Dozing, then waking on Sunday, you'll see.
Neil Diamond with Sunday Sun from his evocatively named album Velvet Gloves and Spit. And before that, we had some silliness. It was the Four Lads with Sunday. Man, what was going on in the 1950s? That's all I want to know. It's weird. Weird. One more segment coming up here on Seth Faces the Music, everyone. We're going to start it off with one of the great girl groups of all time from the early 1960s and a song which I think most of you will get. You've heard it before. Sing along, everyone, when we come back here on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could have heavy rain, lows in the upper 50s. For Monday, showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 70s. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 55. For Tuesday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Switching to solar power can be a bright idea for your wallet. Here are three reasons. First, you could save big money on your electric bills. Forbes magazine says an average of $1,500 a year, and over the life of your solar, it's $25,000 to $33,000. Number two, you can take advantage of tax credits to help it get paid for and installed. Now, lots of states like Wisconsin waive property and sales tax on solar, and the federal government recently passed a bunch of new tax benefits too. Those are your tax dollars at work, so let's put them to work for you. And number three, solar panels can boost your home's resale value. Now, if you don't get enough sunlight, it might not pencil out for you, but man, that chance to save $1,500 a year is definitely worth checking out. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more tips like these, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy, saying take good care.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Reverend Jones just passed away.
Sister Jones had seen it coming. She was familiar with the signs. Late one night I heard her humming while strolling through the Georgia pine. She said, just before the midnight dawn, Sister Jones was heavy grieving. I still hear her moaning song. Yeah. Life was crying from her body like water from a dry.
Roberta Flack, Sunday, and Sister Jones from her absolutely fabulous album, Quiet Fire. And before that, we had the Shirelles with I Met Him on a Sunday. Up next, we have a lady who was the lead singer of a group called Till Tuesday. They had a big hit in the 80s called Voices Carry. You probably remember that one. Then she went off on her own and had a fabulous career. She didn't light up the charts, but man, what a songwriter, what a singer. Here's Amy Mann with the oddly named High on Sunday 51.
The monkey knows how you react. Yeah.
Chaka Khan, any old Sunday to almost wrap up the show for today, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Seth Faces the Music and our show about Sunday. We'll be back next week with more music, a different theme, more fun. It's all on the way. Don't want to miss it, everyone. We're going to go out with one more song, and yeah, you've heard it before. So sing along, everyone. Here's the Monkees, Pleasant Valley Sunday. So long.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.